With Montana News, I'm Austin Amastoy. Among the state's top athletes is a pair of sisters who turned their playground pastime into a world-class sport performance, the Montana Super Skippers jump rope team.
Ready, set.
Yeah. Okay.
The two ropes move so quickly they're hard to see. Between them, speed jumper Sydney Schmidt almost levitates over the gym floor. She keeps that pace for more than 30 seconds before her foot catches a rope.
I also am not warm at all, so my pace and my feet are probably not quite.
Joe, can you turn a little?
Turning the ropes are sisters Jordan and Kylie McCloney. Sydney's own sister, Cameron, is warming up across the gym. The four women grew up jumping together. Now they're taking their shared sport to the world stage, competing for Team USA at the International Jump Rope Union World Championships in Japan. Though it's just the four of them practicing in the Clinton School gym, they decided to wear their uniforms, team leader and coach Jordan's idea.
I can't resist a matching outfit. Yeah.
There's just something about
synergy.
It.
Synergy. You know, right. Even if they don't see it, like they know.
The Super Skippers are Montana's oldest jump rope team at 40 years running. Jordan took over as head coach back in 2019. She's the oldest among the sisters and has been jumping the longest, though the others aren't far behind. Kylie recalls when she and Sydney were too young to join their sisters, but still found themselves at practice.
We would be out in the hallway, we'd run in, go practice some things, and then run back to the gym to see what they were teaching other people. And so after, I think, a year of us doing that, they finally let us join the team.
The Super Skippers banded together during competitive jump rope's formative years. The sport is relatively new, at least in any kind of organized form. The world competition emerged only within the last 25 years or so, and the American Jump Rope Federation was founded back in 2018. That doesn't mean it's any less sophisticated or athletic than any other sport. While the Super Skipper sisters were still learning the ropes, across the border in Idaho, professional jump rope coach Monica Foster was discovering a passion for teaching the sport. Now she's in charge of running the upcoming World Championship Tournament in Japan.
It's going to be a great tournament. We have over 2,100 athletes that are participating, so this is the largest tournament.
Foster says competitive jump rope events are lumped into two main categories, speed and freestyle. Speed jumping is what you heard at the start of this piece. Judges click a counting device every time a jumper's right foot touches down.
They jump so fast that it's impossible to count both feet, so we count one foot hitting the ground as the rope passes underneath them.
Freestyle is like a fusion of jump rope and gymnastics, judged on difficulty, creativity, and execution. The Super Skippers practice one of their routines. Two of the sisters turn two beaded ropes as Cameron twists and flips between them. She springs into a handstand, then back to her feet, down into a split, then back up again as the rope turners spin. Despite the expertise on display at the world level, Foster says one of the things she loves most about jump rope is its accessibility. It requires little equipment and is fun in groups. Recess playmates can become teammates, as can family. Foster's own kids are now jump rope competitors, and she's watched the Super Skipper sisters perform at tournaments for years.
The sport of jump rope is really more like a large family, so you get to know the athletes really well over the years as they progress.
For the Super Skippers, that familial feeling is literal, of course. They're excited and honored to represent the U.S. in the World Championship this year. And if jump rope is added to the Olympics someday, all of them hope to be there, no matter how old they may be, says Sydney.
We have so many people who are going to be just like the most OP old heads. Like, we have we'll be like 30 plus, and I feel like we'll still slaughter.
The International Jump Rope Union World Championships run all next week in Kawasaki, Japan. In Missoula, Montana, I'm Austin Amastoy.